And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news. It's a Monday, the 19th day of February for 2018. Well, topping the news today, it is President's Day, which means all federal, state, county, and local governmental offices will be closed today. There will also be no postal delivery. School is out and banks will be closed as well. Now, most local non-retail businesses will take the day off, while some will remain open. And most, if not all, retail stores will be open today. So if you have any non-retail business to do today, you should call ahead and check to see if that business is indeed open or not.
Well, a high-centered big rig slowed traffic for a time along Highway 88 east of Jackson over the weekend. According to reports, around 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, the driver attempting to pull out of Malfino Road onto 88 near the Olds Bob, you name it. He misjudged the roadway and became high-centered. After a bit of maneuvering and the help of a tow truck, the big rig able to back up and make another attempt at entering the highway. This time, the driver was successful, was back on his way, and the highway reopened to traffic in both directions.
Well, a continuing scam attempt in Amador County has prompted a warning from PG&E. Now, a number of local businesses in the county have reported someone claiming to be from the utility has called and said their account was seriously past due and that they were going to be disconnected if they didn't immediately call a different phone number and pay their bill. Fortunately, all of the businesses called knew they were current on their bill and called PG&E's main number just to be sure they weren't scheduled for disconnection. PG&E's Brandy Merlot says this kind of scam happens from time to time.
We have seen it happen across our service territory, and it seems to ebb and flow and come and go. But we do quite frequently get complaints from our customers that someone has contacted them. Sometimes even it displays our 800 number. And demanding immediate payment through a prepaid debit card or a Green Dot card. And that is something we never do. We don't ask our customers to go out and purchase those prepaid debit cards or those Green Dot cards.
Now, Merlot says the best way to protect yourself is just by a simple phone call.
At any time, if customers are concerned about the legitimacy of who they're speaking to, they can always hang up and call us at our 800 number, which is 1-800-743-5000, and check on their account that way.
Now, Merlot also says PG&E notifies customers multiple times before shutting them off through notes on their bills and multiple late notices. So a good indication that something like this is a scam would be if one of these calls is the first time you've heard your bill was past due.
Well, the annual General Liversedge event was held this Saturday. Brigadier General Harry the Horse Liversedge, honored in his hometown of Volcano, with a program that included a plaque dedication in his honor. Born September 21st, 1894 in Volcano, the general served with the Marine Corps from 17 to 1951, fought in many battles in both World War II and World War I, including leading the assault on Iwo Jima. Now, throughout his career, he received numerous military awards and took part in both the 1920 and 1924 Olympics, earning medal for the shot put in 1920. Following his long and dedicated and decorated military career, General Liversedge died at the National Naval Medical Center in Maryland on November 25, 1951, and is buried right here in Amador County in Pine Grove.
Well, March 3rd, the Kennedy Mine Foundation will kick off the tour season with a special celebration of Amador County. It's a day to visit the mine, take pictures, check out the archives, learn a little bit more about mining operations, and maybe even push an ore cart. You can visit the Change House and see the progress since the fire last August. New exhibits and interpretive signs have been added around the property as well. There's no admission charge for Amador County residents and their guests, and the day will be one full of fun. For more details, visit KennedyGoldMine.com, and we'll be talking more about this as that event draws closer.
And an update, the Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort and the Amador County Chamber of Commerce honoring the recipients of the 10th Annual Margaret Dalton Golden Acorn Award Friday, March 2nd. The 2018 Golden Acorn will be presented to Carl and Patty Knobloch. Now, also during the evening, the charitable works of late Dennis Dalton will be celebrated, as he'll always be remembered for his tireless compassion to help others. Dinner will be held in the Jackson Rancheria Casino Resort Grand Oak Ballroom. Doors open at 6 with a no-host bar. Plated dinner at 7. Awards to follow. Tickets are 50 per person, 500 for a table of 10. And we have been talking about this, folks. Now, the deadline was Monday the 19th. That's actually been moved to Tuesday the 20th with the holiday here today. So if you would like to attend, you need to RSVP by tomorrow. Contact the Amador County Chamber of Commerce at 223-0350 or amadorchamber.com.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.